Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Since we're talking about leaping today, one story, this amazing story coming out of North Korea, complete shock to me. It seems to be a leap of some kind. The State Department now says that Pyongyang will allow the International Atomic Energy to send inspectors in to verify and monitor its new moratorium on uranium enrichment and confirm disablement of its nuclear reactor there. They say North Korea has agreed to suspend uranium enrichment in exchange for food aid. We welcome back to the program Karen Lee, Executive Director of the Washington-based National Committee on North Korea. Karen, are you as surprised this morning as I am?
Well, I think we were in December, shortly before Kim Jong-il's death, there were some reports that some deal was close to being reached. So this is kind of like the follow-up to this story that was beginning to come out in the middle of December. The particulars are a little bit better than I had anticipated. So from that perspective, yes, I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Any idea why? I realize it's very early, but could this be a signal of a change in leadership with Kim Jong-un not in power?
I think most of all, this is a signal from the DPRK leadership that they really want to continue the momentum that they started. I mean, as always with any agreement between North Korea and the United States, we have to get to the actual implementation to see where we're going on it. The North has not agreed to give up its nuclear weapons program, but it's agreed to some very significant steps that will give the United States a lot more of the information it needs to assess the current status of the North's program, and that in itself is very positive.
So let's talk a little bit about exactly the details as we know them so far, that North Korea has agreed to suspend uranium enrichment, as you just said, on this moratorium on nuclear and long-range missile tests, but also this announcement that they will allow International Atomic Energy inspectors in to verify and monitor the moratorium. Is that reassuring?
That part is the most important part, I think, because we've only had one quick look at the uranium enrichment program when a delegation from Stanford University went there in November 2010. And all our information about the North Korean uranium program is based on a really cursory look that Siegfried Hecker was able to make at that time. And he says in all of his reports, this is what I saw, this is what I'm guessing, but I couldn't really get up close and find out what was actually happening. So the most important thing about letting in the International Atomic Energy Inspectors, or IAEA inspectors, is that we get a close look at the uranium program. The thing with uranium programs is that they're easier to conceal than plutonium programs. So there's actually no way to verify everything that's taking place all over the country in terms of uranium enrichment programming. But just being able to look at that one site will be very important to the United States and the IAEA.
We're speaking with Karen Lee, Executive Director of the Washington-based National Committee on North Korea. And I don't want to downplay the fact that the United States has agreed to send in 240 metric tons of food aid, which at this point, is that enough of a carrot? Is the North Korean government motivated by the plight of its own people?
Well, I would say here, I mean, we've gone back and forth a lot on just how closely is this food aid package connected to to any kind of agreement on security issues. And unfortunately, it does seem that there is a strong connection here, and there really shouldn't be. To me, this is a problem that was created by the U.S.'s decision not to act early last year, after their original assessment trip in May of last year, instead of acting and giving food aid at that time, they withheld a decision until late last year. And that has made the two seem linked. But they shouldn't, in fact, sorry about that. Shouldn't be linked so closely. It should be given just based on humanitarian need. When they're closely linked, then they actually put both programs in jeopardy.
All right. So again, we're speaking with Karin Lee about this new announcement that North Korea has agreed to suspend uranium enrichment. But again, I want to have you explain why that means is not connected, I guess, to the weapons program.
Well, the reason we don't want it to be connected to the weapons program is that in order to satisfy both humanitarian conditions under which food aid is given and our Congress in particular, we need to ensure that that food aid is well monitored. And the United States and the deep North Korea have to agree on that monitoring protocol. You'll see in the State Department statement that that agreement is going to be negotiated not by Ambassador Davis, but by his colleague Ambassador King, and that is appropriate. That is how it should be done. It makes it difficult to negotiate the parameters of giving the food aid when there have already been negotiations taking place on the security side of the agenda.
That's Karin Lee. Thank you so much, Executive Director of the Washington-based National Committee on North Korea.